This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another streaming episode of the Doxcast. I'm your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the media mogul himself, Rich Early. Rich, how are you doing tonight?
Boy, if I'm a media mogul, the standards have dropped really far for that terminology.
I dropped them just for you.
I'm wearing a pitter-patter Let's Get Atter t-shirt for those of you who are familiar with Letterkenny. And if you're not familiar with Letterkenny, what are you doing with your life?
So I don't know.
Have you watched it?
I've heard from people that it's fantastic.
It's kind of like Always Sunny meets Trailer Park Boys.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's really the best description I can give them. It's Canadian rednecks in a little Canadian town, and they're like, it's awesome. Like, there's some mad episodes like any show, I mean, boy, when that show's on, it's just amazing.
If you like it enough to actually buy merchandise based on the show, I may have to give it a chance. It's like, right now, it's always the problem. I mean, who has time for all of the different shows? I still haven't watched Stranger Things Season 3, which I've got to do. Looking forward to.
So, this total derail for the beginning of our podcast, but this past weekend was, and the Doxcast is a weekly podcast that appears on our website every Monday morning. We try to share it around as well. And then we record in blocks, and then usually do those live so you can listen in tonight, you know, or while we're doing that, or then check it out every week as it comes out. But as we record this past weekend I had my bachelor party, which was super nerdy, which was we played board games and poker all night. And I just got to say, we stayed up, there were four of us who made it all night long. We did not sleep, and you know, we went and had breakfast and then packed everything up and went home. When I got home, I did get maybe a two and a half hour nap in, but my family then binged Stranger Things Season 3.
Oh, jeez.
So, on 2.5 hours sleep, and I went to bed at like 11 p.m. So, it's awesome. It is really good, and everything that went wrong in Season 2, it is right in Season 3. And
fantastic.
They just embrace the fact, full on, that they are aging, that things have changed, that we can't just be stuck as 12-year-olds. And I don't know that, you know, I think they tried to do that in the other one, but this is just everything. Like, putting them in Ghostbusters gear in the last one was dumb, right? But, like, the 80s are still here, but it's great. So, anyway, that's our podcast, is to review Stranger Things.
It's to listen to Rich not be upset about things.
Yeah, I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
That's good. I've heard a lot of good things, and I have at least one friend who really didn't like it, and then some others who were like, it's okay. And I'm just like, I'm probably going to enjoy the crap out of it, because I enjoyed watching Season 2 when I watched it. You know, it honestly hasn't stuck with me the same way that Season 1 did. So, I'm looking forward to watching that. And I'm currently working through Season 3 of Jessica Jones, because I didn't realize they had released a Season 3 before.
Now, if you want to talk about things I don't like, we can talk about Jessica Jones.
We don't need to talk about that, because I know you're not a fan.
Yeah. And we're here tonight to talk about the state of the podcast and the state of our social media and web presence in general. And we want to address flat out, like, we know that over the last, you know, we tried really hard for a year in a row to always have an episode on a Monday morning. And we've missed, you know, we have not done that for, you know, it's been 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever, right? But we're almost on episode 280, looking at, I saw 275 was our nerd Dependence Day podcast, right? So, like, so this is, you know, as you listen to these, it's probably 276 or 278. So we started in 2011. I don't know how many weeks there have been between 2011 and now. More than 280, I get that. But, you know, we've had breaks. We've had breakdowns before. This is not like that, which is what I wanted to do a podcast about, right? Like, there was a time when we were in some transition with the podcast and didn't know what we wanted to do, where I think we went almost a year at one point, you know, without it before we really revived it. I mean, I don't know if
it was when I came on.
Yeah, it was shortly before. Yep. So we started doing it again shortly before you came on, but I mean, basically, we hadn't done a Doxcast for quite a while. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, you want to be consistent, you want it to be there every week, ultimately, but you know, a lot of things are going on, Josh, so it's just, you know.
Well, and this year especially, there's been a lot of flux.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about it quite extensively on the podcast itself, so, you know, we don't want to go into a ton of detail about it right now, but store remodel, a lot of new events and things getting created, and, you know, not that we don't love the podcast, and not that we, you know, are trying to put it down in any sense, but, you know, for at least the things that were going on, it's one of those things that we could kind of back off a little bit to make room for some of these other things and to continue to hopefully keep what little bit of our sanity we have left. You know, because it really, sometimes, some weeks it is really hard to find a time to get together and you know, do a group of these, because the like Wednesday night when we're doing it, we've kind of done Wednesday nights, you know, that's maybe family night. That's the only night that week that we can actually just sit and spend time with our families, or you know, so we of course are sorry to the loyal listeners, especially to people who tune in and enjoy the podcast and want to have those episodes consistently every Monday, but you know, just it's just one of those times where we kind of needed to take little breaks, and you know, there, and especially for a little while there, we had guests pretty much every episode. You know, people Skyping in, game designers, comic book professionals, things like that, which is fantastic. But that also put a good deal of pressure to, you know, always find the next guest. And it's great when, like, you and Darren went to the Comics Pro or, you know, these various things and came back with a list of, you know, four or five people that agreed to chat with us at some point. And then once we run out of those, it's like, okay, well, have we found anyone else? And it's like, no, we haven't, because no one's had time to reach out and do that. So we've kind of also gone back to our roots a little bit in the podcast and focusing a bit more on the community here and what's happening specifically with us and the store and that sort of a thing, which has also been kind of nice to, you know, take off some of the pressure there. But I do hope that as we continue forward, that we'll be able to get some more of those episodes. Maybe not try to do every episode with a special guest professional, but be able to line up some more of those people, because they always have some really great insights into all the things that we love.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big part of it. Basically, what Josh is saying is we've been restructuring everything about the business from top to bottom. And we think, I mean, we 100% are committed to the DocsCast and believe that it's a critical part of what we're doing. At the same time, it's also one of the pieces of what we've been doing for a really long time, and we know that we had to make changes. We spent a couple of years of watching sales and attendance and things like that decline for various reasons, mostly positive, you know, ironically positive reasons, which is that, like, nerddom has become so gigantic that there are 8 million things to do, you know. But that means you have to rethink your store, because what worked in 1999 or 2010 doesn't work the same way in 2017 or 18, right? And so we started on the course last year, about a year and a half ago now, to revamp. And I mean, if you look at where the store is today, I mean, we really have actually changed the store tremendously.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that we still haven't done some of the very core things we wanted to do. One of the things last summer, Darren Gregson, you know, he said to me, what we need to do is get our basics down. And I think that is what we've done a good job of. You know, remodeling the store is basics. Working on staff is basics. Working on, you know, just fun communication. You know, all of that is basics. So I think we've put all these things in place, and the next step is going to be to figure out how to turn all these tools now that we have into what comes next. Rather than, you know, we always talk about what comes next, but our motto has been for, you know, it's like, no, let's do it. You know, like, so that's where we're at. And I think finding the right place for the podcast is what we're looking to do as well. So,
well, and especially in light of the other media that we've been kind of reaching out into and working on. So for those who might not know, right now we have two regular streaming nights that we do. One would be Tuesday night, and that's the Paradox Comic Show, which started just earlier this year and has been great. There's usually some great people tuning in and viewing, and it's a wonderful tool to get knowledge of upcoming comics out there, to engender discussion. You know, those discussions that a lot of times used to happen more in the store, but as the clientele has grown a bit and gotten families and stuff, it's harder to all convene and, you know, have those water cooler talks here. But now there's your virtual water cooler there, where people can tune in on a Tuesday night and, you know, be part of the discussion on current and upcoming comic books. And then Thursday nights, we've been running a board game stream and doing that pretty consistently for a good couple of years now. We've been working to, again, make that more consistent and to make that something that would be something you'd want to tune into and join us with. So we're talking about, you know, dealing with those things in addition to doing podcasts, and you know, so there's a lot of things that we're trying to keep working with and stabilize so that we can, you know, continue to grow. And like you said, you know, getting back to the basics, it's creating that foundation and really making sure that that is solid so that we can do more things. And yeah.
So, and it's about, you know, you make really good points about how, like, we are doing content, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not a podcast for, every week, which, I mean, my assumption is that's our goal, is to get back to that. But
yes,
but we have to figure out how to tie it all together. So we have this comic show on Tuesday night, we have this streaming show on Thursdays, you know, things like that. And then we try to do a podcast. And one of the problems we've talked about on the podcast and over the years is how it is, it's often like, it's not that we do one podcast, it's that we do at least three podcasts, and we do them once every 3 weeks, because we do a comic one, a board game one, and a community one, let's say, right? So, we still aren't getting a magic one, a D&D one, so on and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. So, what we gotta do is we gotta come back and we gotta say, how do we get everybody the content that they want in the source that they wanted, but without blocking the interests of another viewer? So if I, you know, in other words, like right now, if you put the DoxCast in your RSS feed and you're a comic fan, it means that only about every third episode are you actually going to listen to what you actually care about. And some people are just Paradox fans or nerds in general, and it's not that big a deal. But when it comes down to the basic level, let's say somebody from LA is listening to an episode and they're like, oh, these guys are a really good comic podcast. And then they put it in their RSS feed, and the next feed they're like, what am I listening to? I don't care about Clank, you know, or whatever. Yeah. They're just gone, you know. And so I really believe that a missing piece for us is a more stable platform. And we've got that in the website, but I also think it's YouTube. I mean, I just think, you know, you put something on a Facebook live feed, it's awesome because that's where our fans are right now. I don't think we should ever leave that. You know, like somebody said to me, why would you do something where your fans aren't? You know, So that makes total sense. But I think ultimately cultivating the same thing that so many other people do, but a YouTube channel, the stable platform it gives you, the way that it displays previous content, features your newest content, gives information about who you are, you know, the whole bit. And then also just gets you, I think, in another platform where people are searching for things we're talking about. Mm-hmm. If people want to know about House of X and we've got that in our tags, then, you know what I mean? Then we hit a search, right? So, like, that's what I'm thinking about. But then on top of that, how do we make sure that our comic fans get comic content and our gaming fans get gaming content? I think that's a very critical question to what we're working on.
Well, and for a while there, we were able to stream directly on Facebook into groups. And somewhere along the way, that functionality was removed.
Yeah.
So we did, you know, like when we streamed board games on Thursday nights, we would do that to the gaming group.
Yep.
And when we did comic podcasts, we'd put that in the comic group. So we kind of had that for a while, and that was good. And then, I don't know, there were some updates, either with the way our streaming software works or Facebook itself. And then we kind of lost that. And we, you know, at the time it was just, oh, this doesn't work anymore. Well, just stream to the Paradox Facebook page in addition to our Twitch page. And, you know, that's the way it is now. But yeah, there is a whole other platform there that we've kind of just, I wouldn't want to say avoided, because we weren't like, oh, let's not touch this. But for a while there, it didn't make sense because we didn't know exactly what we were doing and how we were doing it. Now that we have more of this content and we know that we want to grow and do more content in other regards, other fandoms and areas of the store and such, then suddenly this, you know, YouTube looks like it makes a lot of sense, that we can create a channel and like kind of sub-channels so that we can tie it all together. But if you're a comic fan, we can make sure to go live and post videos only in the comic section, or the ones we post in the comic section have something to do with comics. And then we can do the same for our gaming section and stuff like that. And that's a very doable thing that will help us to make sure the content that you want to see is what you're actually seeing.
Yeah, and I think the other piece of that, what you're talking about, you know, we use the word stability a lot of times here or mm-hmm. whatever, but it's also with the website too. You know, the website has got all the tools out there also, and especially in e-commerce things. Like one problem with going to YouTube is if you don't have something to push an audience to, then what are you doing? And so, like, in the past, what's limited us is the fact that we figure you have to be able to come to the shop physically, right? Mm-hmm. But that barrier is gone. Now, we haven't really designed it yet to take full advantage of that. But, I mean, I think that's where I'm headed. You know, like, I want to see us put all those tools together and see what we can do with them as a result. So, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe, I mean, I'd love us to be in a position. I mean, I'd love us to start a Patreon. I would love us to be able to use the e-commerce site. Those are all goals we can do. Other people have done them. These people, they fight to get to that, like, 3,000 like barrier and things like that, right? And, like, it's all right there. There's no reason we can't succeed at it. If we work hard at it, we can. Mm-hmm. I know consistency is going to be a huge issue. You know, like when we make a plan, it's because on YouTube, people want, you know, if you have a daily 1 minute video at noon, it better goddamn be there or they're going to forget about it, you know, or whatever it is, right? So it's, so I mean, those are things too. So,
yeah, no, there's definitely a lot to figure out. And it's kind of a weird age where you can bring people along for the ride. You know, it's like, obviously we want to have as much of this planned out ahead of time and enact the plan. But there's room for trial and error in a lot of this. And that's kind of what we've been doing for a while by posting on Twitch and or streaming to Twitch and Facebook and such. So I think we're starting to really figure out how to put it together. But there's still a lot of steps and a lot of pieces that we need to fit. And hopefully, you know, working on this and getting this going, I would love to see more content, you know, that having, I mean, there's probably a billion magic, channels out there, various podcasts and things like that, but we have a fantastic player base here at the store. I mean, there are professional players who, have called Paradox their home, and there's no reason we can't have something to offer. We just...
Oh, well, we do. Yeah. We actually know this. So this is, I mean, self-doubt is the only thing that makes someone think they don't have something to offer, you know, and like, I, we just went through this process of becoming WPN Premium, and I get feedback constantly from my WPN rep is asking me for programs that we run, whether can I share these with my team? People need to see this. Can I, you know, we like our prize wall, just as an example, like things like that. What holds me back is my own depression and self-doubt. Like, that's it. And so that doesn't mean I can't control the outcome. I can control what I do. And I have spent a lot of time not doing all the things that I want to do because of that, right?
Right.
So that's what that's where I'm sort of like, I'm really happy with how far we've come, but I'm not ready to be happy with where I'm at. You know, I know these things... Until we fully explore what we're talking about here, I'm not going to be satisfied. If we explore it all and we don't get there, that's fine, you know. But if we leave it on the table, that's not fine. Because if we leave it on the table, it's because we just didn't try. And that's not acceptable to me anymore as, you know, as a leader and as a person. You know, I'm happier today than a year ago because I'm doing more of the things that I enjoy doing, you know. And that's where I hope the store continues to go. Well, there's no hope. You either do it or you don't do it. And that's like, you know, there's no pipe dreams or like dreams are called dreams for a reason, you know, like.
I'm sure there was a little green puppet who said something about doing or
not doing
or something along those lines.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, but yeah, so I'm excited at the challenge and to see what it means and. Where we can or can't get or whatever. So, I mean, I was the 6th comic shop in Fargo, Moorhead when I opened. What do I care that I'm the 8,000th guy trying to do a comic book podcast? I mean, seriously, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Why not me? Why not you? You know, why not our community? Like, because I mean, that's another thing too. Is it's not just us. It's sort of like Fargo Moorhead. I feel like, right? I feel like we're the voice trying to come out and kind of shout out into the wilderness. Hey, we're out here. You know, so
yeah. No, it's we really do have a fantastic community, and you know, I think we have a lot of potential here for content that we can provide. And. And, I mean, we've already seen some really great things happening in store in terms of the leadership in various roles for different games, you know, for different products, things like that. And, you know, that's all been a big part of it. I mentioned earlier, you know, getting staff figured out and, you know, there's a really great group of people that work here. And because of them and... the work that they're doing, I mean, like comics, for example, the Twitter feed has gone, I mean, just in the past couple of weeks after a meeting and a discussion about how to proceed with being more active on Twitter, you know, things are going great there. That's moving forward.
That's
a lot of great potential.
Things like that are achievable goals. You know, it's like we took three of them. We just the last podcast we did was introducing all our comic team people, and it was a great podcast. It turned like I had plans for that thing. I was worried about the time. I didn't even realize the time just flew by. Like we just had a tremendously good. Sometimes that happens on a podcast, right? And it's just you know, you're just so happy at the end of it. But we took Eric, Colin, and Brandon. And they each have one day of the week. They're responsible to put a total of 4 posts between Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, I mean, we've been retweeted by Jason Aaron, by you know, one of our tweets this week has like 50 plus likes and just things like that. Where it's like, yep. And I told those guys, don't even worry about. Like, all we want to get us members. You know, that's all I want to see, right? Like, in the future, we'll try to figure out what to do with them. That's not what we care about right now, you know? So, like, but yeah.
Well, yeah. And, you know, some of the things that we've been doing on stream, we've met some game designers that way. And you know, it's fantastic. Marcel, who co-designed or was a big part of designing the Gloomhaven expansion, still pops in from time to time, and you chat with him, and he's a great friend of the store and of the stream, and you know, so it's very cool to see social media in action like the way that it's supposed to be working, where it is a network to connect people and not just a place for people to spout off about the things that they're upset about, or trying to push a particular agenda. And that's what I'm excited to see more of as we continue to add content, is making those connections, not just with professionals, although that's certainly exciting to get those people to respond back to something you tweeted or tune in and see you playing their game or whatever. But even just the community at large, branching out from Fargo-Moorhead and into the world, because you can reach anybody with the internet. And it's very cool when you get those connections and people pop in and they're like, oh, hey, this is really cool. I like what you're doing. And, it's just really cool to see that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that's been some of the most fun and most rewarding things. The bigger a voice we can get, then the more of that we can do also. So, and the more professional we look, then the more of that we can get. You know, if we come at people and we say, look at our YouTube channel, look at our website, look at how they work together, we're far more likely to get a guest to take us seriously, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I think we have some people that we can take some chances and reach out to and try to take that next step of attention once I feel like all those platforms, all those things are there, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, and this also really gives us a good platform for some of the work that we do, the collaborations we do with charities, because that's something that we've been enjoying doing, especially over the past couple of years, is working with like Ronald McDonald House and For Love of Dogs Rescue, and of course doing Extra Life, and making all these connections, having a bigger platform, being able to reach out more and make the connections with our like-minded brethren across the globe gives us a better chance, a bigger voice to bring up those agencies and charities and things that deserve a spotlight, that deserve some attention and some support. And so it's very cool and very exciting that we're building those relationships, and we're building these online relationships, and all these things have so much potential to come together as long as we keep working at it and just making the most of what we have and trying to push forward to do more.
Yeah. I mean, that's really all I really wanted to talk about. I wanted to address our longtime DogsCast listeners and explain why we have been missing episodes this summer and what we intend to do about it. So,
yeah, we're kind of reaching out a little bit farther than that here, but
yeah,
it's hard not to get excited and talk more about all those things that are going on.
Oh, no, and I know what you mean. I mean, I knew it would turn into that as well, but... I don't know. I mean, there's a picture there of what can happen. Other people are trying to do the same stuff. Why do some people succeed and some people fail at it? I have no idea. I think consistency is definitely one of the reasons. I can look at our podcast. Like, I can say from a podcast point of view, that's not always the answer. You know, like, our podcast is stuck at its listenership levels, right? I can even see with the comic show to some degree. I can see who's going to be there every week. I can see how many people we're going to reach. You know, like, it's already a known quantity even after, like, 25, plus weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a good... I mean, these are not criticisms. These are just, like... You just see what happens on social media and how people act, you know? And so, like, why do you end up where you end up? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody does. I mean, there are plenty of theories, right? So...
Yeah. Well, and that's something that, has come up in other aspects of the store, especially lately, is just... the idea of, all right, at what point have we got things stabilized and we're able to and in need of pushing forward, right? Like, obviously we don't ever want to be sitting still completely, but there's a certain amount of, all right, let's get this established, let's do this, and then you have to know when the point is to really make that push and start moving. And I think that's one of the aspects I haven't been great with on the podcast, because there are obviously a lot of things in life that demand attention, and it feels like the podcast has been very stable and it's been very good, And, you know, we made a good push there to get, you know, more guests and things, and that was really good. But we kind of get to a point where it's, you know, all right, we did this, we push forward a little bit, and, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to keep making that forward progress.
You've got to have, not only do you have numbers results, but at some point you got to have financial results too. And so, like, that's something I think that's holding us back, is that we haven't been able to monetize what we're doing either, which, you know, but again, that's where a potential Patreon would come into play, or things like that. Right? And I'm sure, like, the success stories on Patreon are probably massively outweighed by the failures on Patreon, like anything. But
right.
I mean, but those are the point is, though, those are the avenues that you have, right, to try to succeed with and try to make a financial impact. And an e-commerce website, you know, same thing. What we can implement there will be very critical to the future and our, you know, success or not. So.
Right. So yeah, this is maybe a little bit shorter of a podcast, but I think we've kind of covered the angles we really wanted to discuss here tonight.
Yeah.
And like you said, just make sure to reach out to our listenership and let you know you're not forgotten. We haven't stopped doing the podcast.
No.
We just need a bit of a break to get some other things handled, and we're gonna try to continue to move forward with it. But for those of us, for those of you who are tuning in, whether you're a longtime listener or this is your first one, let us know what sorts of things you're interested in hearing, topics, and what you are hoping to get out of the podcast. You know, one of the things that I really love about what we've done lately is, you know, with recording and doing live streaming, it's given us a chance to really interact with the listener base. And not every podcast has a lot of listeners on it. You know, right now, I think I'm the only one that's monitoring our Facebook live feed just to keep an eye on the chat. But it's very cool to be able to have that real-time connection via, you know, the internet. If we can't get you down in the store to chat with you, hopefully we can get you online at least. But we do have those avenues to talk, and of course, you know, you can catch us on all of our social media. We're on Facebook, twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC, at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, ParadoxCNC on Instagram, and of course the website ParadoxCNC.com. There are lots of ways to get in touch with us. We're always a phone call or an email or a message or whatever away. And yeah.
You know, that all makes me just think of one thing, and I mean, we used the word stability 100 times already, but
yeah.
But you know, like all those other platforms, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I don't know what other social media, you know, people are using right now, and you know, but MySpace, right?
No. Yeah. Friendster.
Yeah. But those should all lead backwards, right? They, like, for too long, people like us used Facebook as our default website.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact you should have a website, and then everything ties back to it, and that is where I want us to be a year from now. If there's one thing different, that's what I hope it is that it is working the way that I envision it. You know, it's not posting a long article on Facebook; it's posting a blog from the website on Facebook, and using, you know, learning to use MailChimp and learning to use YouTube, and then having that YouTube channel, that website, and then everything that plays off of those. That's my vision.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And already the website has proven so valuable to us. Like, I love that I can put up a blog post for, you know, game day, and I can put all of the links to all of the events.
Yeah.
So people, all we have to do is share one post.
Yep.
And it's there, and all the information's there. And then we can get more specific. We can share this specific event, this specific demo, and whatever, and that's great. But we always have that one thing to, like, go back to. And, you know, from there, hopefully people are going and reading that blog post. They're finding the events, and then that leads them to the calendar, that leads them to other blog posts, that leads them to the sections of the website. You know, it really is a fantastic tool, and I mean, we've seen some great results from it. We've gotten some really great feedback on it. And I'm excited to see where else that can take us as kind of the hub of our activity.
Yeah. Yep. So, if anything, that's the growing pains we're going through, or the changing pains we're going through. And so, well, anyway, I'm going to steal Josh's line. Thanks for listening tonight, and we'll see you on the next DocsCast.
This was a DocsCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, be gone.